In Indiana 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Call all Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And Badger basketball also brought to you by Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline. It helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way when you start with Citgo. You're good to go. 11:58 left in the first half. 13-12, Wisconsin leading Indiana. And a freshman for the Badgers kind of restoring some order here, Butcher.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. There is zero kind of when you look at exactly what he – when they needed some help, John Blackwell came in and offered it. Head start with the step back three, and then because he made it three, shot fake, just fundamentally sound. The first bucket was simple, though, right? Mm-hmm. Little backdoor cut. Got himself going. Then he hits a step back three. And then the corner shot fake. Two IU defenders jumped in the air. He gets another layup. And now it seems like everybody's calm now.
Yep. Connor Resegian in the lineup for Wisconsin, the Fort Wayne, Indiana native. Out there with Storwall Crowell and Chucky Hepburn. Chucky back in there as the Badgers inbound. Crowell throwing a wall, flips to Storr at the top. A.J. going to work to the line, down the lane, one pump, low on the left, up and in. Storr with five, the lead is three for Wisconsin.
That was a great read by A.J. Connor was coming off of two screens. The defense was attracted to him. A.J. had a driving lane.
Hepburn trying to bother Xavier Johnson, who gets it across the midstripe. Anthony Walker, a senior, transfer from Miami on the floor for Indiana. Galloway outside left, picked up the dribble, feeds Renew. He's with Crowell, a hand off to Johnson, off the left wing. Now to Galloway, shot fake, got a siege it up, throwing to Xavier Johnson, flips a three on the left side, rattles out, no good. Rebound, Stephen Crowell. 11-18 left in the half, 15-12 Wisconsin. And up the floor is Hepburn. Tosses it to Wall. He'll send it to Asijan high on the left to feed for Crowell. Rotates to Hepburn. Pops at the wall. Pass fake left. Instead gets it to Hepburn. Chucky leaves it for Crowell. Open three. Straight on. And it clipped a right side iron. No good. Rebound batted around. Last touch by Indiana as it goes out of bounds. C.J. Gunn, a 6'6 sophomore from Indianapolis, will check in for Mbako.
How good has Tyler Wall been in Big Ten play as far as keeping the ball active to give the Badgers second chance opportunities? He's got a hand on it. Indiana knocked it out. Wisconsin basketball.
Hepburn baseline left will inbound. Looking, feed Storr, left corner, thought about it, but instead will throw it out to Crowell on the left wing. Hands it back to A.J. Around the Crowell screen, Storr against Galloway. Storr backing, left of the lane, turns to Hepburn on the right side. Chucky goes into Tyler Wall, out to Hepburn. Extra pass Storr, feeds Asijan, fakes the three. Connor steps up, mid-range two is good. Connor Asijan from the left side.
And that little effort by Tyler Wall gets the Badgers two extra points.
17-12, Wisconsin, 10:30 left in the first half. Xavier Johnson against Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn trying to get into him as Johnson pounds the dribble. Slips it into Renu, and a whistle and a block called inside. And that little drive and kick. It'll be on Asijan, his first, and the team second.
And good positioning just a little late, and that's where the foul comes. Rather have a guy be too in, especially against this Indiana team who hasn't knocked down a lot of threes.
Galloway inbounds to C.J. Gunn, throwing to Johnson outside right off the Renu screen. Johnson hooks a pass back out. Walker tries a long two, missed it. Rebound ripped away by A.J. Storr. And now it's Hepburn, left side of the front court. Throwing to Tyler Wall. Wall angles right, hands off to Asijan. Darts it to Crowell at the top of the circle. One dribble, left it for Hepburn, throwing to Wall high on the right. Now Asijan on the right side, eyes it up, takes the three. Back rim no good. Rebound tipped. Walker gathers, or Xavier Johnson actually comes up with it for Indiana. 17-12 Wisconsin, 9:40 left in the first half. Xavier Johnson lost the dribble, got it back, nearly walked with the ball as Malik Renu in the lane pivots, half hook with the left hand, way off the mark to the right, and A.J. Storr gathers for Wisconsin. Storr will leave it for Chucky Hepburn outside left. The Badgers run their offense. Hepburn off the screen from Wall, driving left of the lane. One pump, two pumps, out the wall. Throws to Storr, fakes the three, inside feed. Crowell catches. Crowell's double, throws to A.J. Down the lane goes Storr to the rim. Shot blocked from behind by Gunn as Storr goes crashing into the basket support. He was fouled in the play. C.J. Gunn with his first foul. Storr to the foul line.
Man, that was such a good offensive possession. And it starts with Chucky getting to the lane. He crossed up Xavier Johnson, gets to the paint, realizes the help side is there, doesn't force a bad shot, kicks it out, swings it one more time. Tyler Wall drives a little bit. Then he swings it one more to A.J., and A.J. is able to drive down lane and get to the free. Like, great patience.
Yeah, and great patience and great ball movement too.
With it,
yeah,
yes.
Big time. First free throw is good. Asijan out, Klusman back in.
Because a lot of players are going to take a bad shot thinking they have the advantage. In reality, nobody really had the advantage except when the ball finally got to A.J.
Second free throw is too hard, no good. From Storr, he gets one out of two. Renew the rebound. Badgers up six at 18-12. Walker hands off to Johnson. 9 minutes left in the half. A throw to Galloway on the right wing. He's with Klusman. Galloway goes into Renu off the right elbow. One dribble, turned it back to Galloway. Flips to Renu, a little two-man game. Renu on the right side. Faces up on Crowell in the lane. Goes up left hand. Good.
And right now they're letting Renu go with that left hand way too much. Yep. Make him come back to that right.
Yeah,
that
is the dominant hand. They're making some comps to Trace Jackson Davis. I'm not saying he's that good yet, but you can see some similarities. Here's Crowell, left shoulder turn, up right hand, in and out, no. Tipped up, no. Rebound Malik Renu. 8:28 left in the half, 18-14 Indiana. C.J. Gunn on the left wing. Gunn off the Renu screen. Long two left of the circle. No good. Rebound Crowell. As Renu is slow to get up. He's grimacing. Here's Klusman off the left wing. Feeds Hepburn left of the lane. Chucky against Galloway. Turns. Feeds Wall. Tyler in the paint. One pump. Throws it up off the glass and in.
Probably should have been and one on top of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of bumping going on out there. And Renu is still not right. And looks like he's holding his left knee, as a matter of fact. So play is stopped, and we'll have the under eight media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 7:57 left in the first half. Wisconsin 20, Indiana 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
What a win! The Green Bay Packers now face the San Francisco 49ers this Saturday night in California. Catch every play and score on the Packers Radio Network, locally in Racine on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha, 98Q Country in Park Falls, and in Richland Center on WRCO 100.9 FM. The Packers against the 49ers this Saturday night. Pregame at 5, kickoff 7:15. What a team! The Packers and the Civic Media Radio Network.
SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 7:57 left in the first half. 20-14. Wisconsin leads Indiana. Butchie, we'll keep our eyes on Malik Renew, who looked very uncomfortable going into that media timeout. It's like he's still in the huddle and is going to break it. Break the huddle with his team and try to give this a go. Again, they're without Khalil Ware, and Malik Renew already has been a significant factor in this game. He has 8 points and six rebounds.
Eight of the 14, and all of it's been going to his left hand. Mm-hmm. So if you're Wisconsin, take away the left, stay in front of them, but make it more difficult, because right now Indiana is that's their only offense.
Here's Xavier Johnson with the basketball across the top of the circle against Hepburn. High screen, Renew. A throw to C.J. Gunn against John Blackwell back in there for the Badgers. A feed for Johnson on the right side. Hands off to Gabe Cupps, who re-enters the game. At the top of the arc, now Johnson blast off the right wing. They work it to Renew. He's thinking about it. Shot clock is at 5. Renew still holding. Now he'll take the 3, and that missed off the right side iron. Hepburn the rebound.
There's not a part of him that wanted that 3.
Which is kind of weird, yes. Because he's a really good shooter. He's a 40% shooter. He's attempted 33s coming into the game. Here's Hepburn with the ball. He'll take the 3 left of the circle. That's off the rim, no good. Whistle inside. His body's crashed to the floor, and a foul is called
on Carter Gilmore. Yep. And that's what Carter does, right? Trying to get second chance opportunities. He crashed that offensive glass extremely hard. He's a little too aggressive on it.
20-14 Wisconsin, 7:17 left in the first half. Xavier Johnson brings it up for Indiana. Works the dribble between the circles as Hepburn defends. Johnson, left wing, he'll let it fly. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Elevating for the rebound is the freshman John Blackwell for Wisconsin. 7 minutes left in the half. 6-point lead for the Badgers. Blackwell gets a high screen from Crow. A throw to Gilmore, top of the circle. Gilmore gives it off to Hepburn, left of the wheel. Chucky looks inside, sends it to Crow, left of the lane. Renew defending, a dig now from Xavier Johnson. Crow slips it inside. Gilmore catches, low on the right, he'll finish. First points for Carter Gilmore. Good delivery from Crow.
And it came off the double team. Carter just found that soft spot in the paint there.
22-14 Wisconsin, 6.5 minutes left of the break. Xavier Johnson high on the left. He'll throw to Gunn, left wing, feeds Renew, top of the circle. Couple of right-hand dribbles, sends it off to Anthony Walker on the right side, drives baseline on Gilmore to the rim, layup good.
Quick first step there by Anthony Walker, man.
Able to get baseline on Gilly, 22-16 Wisconsin, 6:08 left of the break. Gilmore out front, leaves it for Max Klesman, bounce pass Crow, top of the circle. Crow picked up the dribble, gives off to Blackwell. Blackwell on the left side. Near the baseline, out to Gilmore, fakes the 3. Gilmore puts it on the deck, starts a drive, knocked loose. Crow trying to clean it up, and a whistle inside, and a foul is called. They might get C.J. Gunn for it. Let's see. Check it, it's on Anthony Walker. That'll be his first as the Badgers subbing. Set the 5 on the floor. You got Nolan Winter back in there, along with Tyler Wall, Kamari McGee, Blackwell, and Klesman.
Walker for Indiana scored that bucket. He's their leading bench score. And only 2 bench points so far for Indiana. Wisconsin's got 9.
Walker, the former Miami Hurricane. Here's McGee off the left wing. He'll bounce it for Wall. Right of the lane. Tyler on the reverse. Low on the left. Pretty. He'll finish.
He had Indiana all over the place with that fake.
24-16, Wisconsin. 5:32 left in the first half. Peyton Sparks back in there for the Hoosiers. Leaves it for Cups. Gets it to Walker. Walker the free throw and lost it. McGee comes up with it. Here comes Kamari. Drives down the lane, sends it up, and it's sent out of bounds. And a foul is called on Trey Galloway, just trying to prevent the bucket, but that's his 2nd foul. And the team 6th, and Kamari McGee will go to the free throw line.
Wisconsin's done a good job of packing the lane. Indiana, not good at shooting 3, right? That's their biggest Achilles heel right now is the fact that they can't make shots from the outside. So Wisconsin's packing that lane, and they have hands in every driving, not just passing lanes, driving lanes. So anytime an Indiana player drives, the hands are there. They've created so many of those turnovers off the drives that have then kind of started fast breaks.
5 turnovers for Indiana so far. McGee hits the first free throw for his first point of the game. 2nd one coming up on the way, and it is good. Badgers the best free throw shooting team in the league. 80% in Big Ten games, 77% overall. 26-16 Wisconsin. 5:15 left in the half. Cups to the front court. Throws to Malik Renew at the top of the circle. Leads it for Mbako. And now it's Galloway high on the left. Off the screen from Sparks. Throwing to Cups on the left wing. Cups trying to direct a little bit of traffic. Turns down the Sparks screen. Baseline left. Lobs it back out for Galloway. 7 to shoot. Galloway to the line. Right lane line. Up high off the glass and in with the right hand. First points for Trey Galloway. 26-18 Wisconsin. 4:48 left in the first half. McGee to the front court. Throwing to Klesma between the circles. Goes inside. Caught by Wall. Off the right block. Sparks defending. A double from Galloway. A feed to Klesma. Turns to McGee. Kamari out to Max. Deep 3. Right side. Good. Klesma for 3. And the lead is 11 for Wisconsin.
He's been so good lately.
He has. The shame of it Tuesday. He only played 15 minutes because of foul trouble. Galloway trying to match it. Right side 3, no good. Rebound tipped. And Bacco is there. And a foul is called here. Got a couple of Badgers there. Keith Kimball on the call. And they're going to get Blackwell, it looks like. That'll be his 1st. And the team's 4th.
This is the part where Wisconsin has to be disciplined. When you're sitting here up 11, you've got a chance right now with 4 minutes left. You got immediate timeout coming to be ultra aggressive and extend this lead.
Blackwell comes out. Store in there for Wisconsin. 29-18 the Badgers. 4:17 left in the half. They bounce past Mbako. Gets it to Galloway. Throws to Renew high on the left. He'll leave it for Cups on the left side. Gabe Cups baseline left driving. Reverse layup is good. The Badgers just swung the gate wide open and Cups took advantage. 29-20 Wisconsin.
A good move by Cups, but you got to stay in front.
McGee turns down the wall screen. Now a throw to Tyler. Feeds Nolan Winter. Gives off to Max Klesma. A bounce in the wall. Mid-post right against Sparks. Backing his wall. Turns left shoulder. A dig from Cups and almost pried it loose. A throw out the store. 7 to shoot. Here's AJ to the line. In the lane. Floats it up right hand. Rolls off. No. But a foul. Free throws coming up for store after we take the break. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meats and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 3:38 left of the first half, Wisconsin 29, Indiana 20. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. And fans, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store the weekend of January 25th through the 27th for Badger Sale Weekend. You'll get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore when you spend $2,999 or more. Relax. It's Steinhoffel's. 3:38 left in the first half. Wisconsin 29, Indiana 20. How are those cookies, by the way?
The cookies are fantastic.
Yeah, were they good?
I only had one.
Really? You expect me to believe that? I only had one.
The first time I went back there.
There you go. I got
the second time I might have grabbed one. And, I mean, hey, a cookie and a coffee is really good, too.
You dip that bad boy right in there. I know.
First time I did it, it's unbelievable.
I saw that tonight. I'd take a photo.
You're taking enough photos of cookies.
We are the cookie connoisseurs of the Kohl Center.
That cookie and coffee might have to be a go-to in the morning, though. Oatmeal raisin, pretty
good. Breakfast of champs. AJ Storr at the free throw line. All this game thing is going on.
I don't think AJ has a lot of cookies. Let me handle the cookie.
No, these guys all look like they avoid that stuff. First free throw is good for Storr. One of the best free throw shooters in the league, ranking sixth at 85%. Two out of three tonight as he makes the first. Second one on the way, and it is good. Back rim and in. 31-20 Wisconsin. 3:38 left in the half.
We've talked about this before this, but this three-minute stretch, defensively, stay locked in. You've only given up 20 points.
Malik Renew hands off to Cups. And Hepburn really trying to test this freshman right now. And a whistle off the ball and a foul's called. They're going to get AJ. That's going to be two fouls on Storr. It should wrap up the first half for him. He'll come out. Blackwell is in.
And AJ got caught in screening action there. And he let Mbako go either way. When he's down there below the baseline, let it only give him one choice. That way you don't get the foul.
Inbounds pass to Peyton Sparks. He's off to Galloway, left of the circle. He'll throw it to Cups of the left wing. His team found number five, by the way, against Wisconsin. Mackenzie Mbako. High screen Sparks. Mbako steps back just under the arc. Long two. No good. Rebound ripped away by Blackwell. Here comes Wisconsin, up 11, 3:05 left of the first half. Hepburn lobs it into Crowell, wide of the lane, backing his Crowell against Renew. Shakes, turns, up left hand, sweet. Stephen Crowell, his first points, 13-point lead for the Badgers.
Give the big fella some love there with the little shake is right.
33-20 Wisconsin. 2:42 left in the first half. Gabe Cups, baseline right, caught off by Crowell. Oops, gets it to Renew inside to Sparks. Little dig from Hepburn. Sparks whips it off the glass. No good. But a foul is called. It's going to be on Crowell, his first. And Peyton Sparks, who has struggled a ton at the free throw line, will shoot two. He is 9-for-26 at the foul line this season, the former Ball State Cardinal.
What percentage is that? I'm pretty smart at math.
When it's like that, I don't even get into it. First free throw is
34.6. Yeah. Just right there on top of my tongue. Just like that.
You're a human calculator.
I should be.
Second free throw for the lefty. It's good. He's made them both. Oh. Now what is it? Better than 34.6.
We'll go 37.3.
There you go.
That might not be true.
33-22, Wisconsin. Here's Hepburn right in the lane. Goes up, and it's swatted away out of bounds. Boy, but Chucky took at least one hit there, but they play through it. 17 to shoot, 2:21 left in the half. Badgers up 11. 33-22, Wisconsin leading Indiana. Hepburn throws it into Crowell. Right of the lane, and he got hooked. And that will send Crowell to the line for a 1-1.
Wisconsin's got Indiana now on two or three handoffs. And I don't understand it. I like it, but I don't understand how you leave the ball.
Yeah.
Indiana has left the ball more than any team that I've seen so far this year on these dribble handoffs. And thankfully, it's working for Wisconsin.
Xavier Johnson with that foul. That's his second as Stevie hits the front end of the 1-1. And one more coming.
Last time I checked, the ball is what scores. Why would you leave it? I mean, I'm not the smartest basketball player, but that's one thing I do know. The ball is what scores. You have to put that orange thing through the basket.
I've heard that. I read that once. 35-22, Wisconsin leads Indiana. 2:10 left of the first half. Here's Johnson to the line. Bounces it inside. Sparks knocked away, but a foul is called. I think if Blackwell, perhaps they're reaching in. No, check it. On Tyler Wall, that's his first. As Peyton Sparks goes back to the free throw line again, he's getting to start his second. Started a non-conference game when Khalil Ware missed it because of an illness. Ware with a boot on the left foot. And not available here tonight. First free throw is no good off the right side iron.
Well, and you talk about Ware not playing. Averages 14.2 points. You throw Sparks in the starting lineup, only averaging 2.8. Like, that's a big difference. It's also a big difference on the defensive end as far as rim protection.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, Ware with 27 block shots. Second free throw is good. 2:05 left in the half. 35-23. Wisconsin leads Indiana. Hepburn throwing to Klesman at the top against Cups. Bounce pass Hepburn at the left point. Sends it back to Max between the circles. Shovels it in the wall. Quick spin on Sparks, and he got fouled. Wall back to the free throw line. That really quick spin for Wall. He just had Sparks in the spin cycle there as Tyler will go to the free throw line for a 1-1.
That's a great move by Tyler Wall. Coach Woodson not happy at all with the officials, but be honest, I mean, that was a pretty obvious one.
Yeah, that would be a pretty easy call there, I would think. First free throw is good.
If you're a defender against Tyler, what do you have to give him? Space so that he can't feel you. Tyler's so good at knowing where that defender is because he feels where the defender is, which then allows him to spin.
Badgers getting to and converting at the free throw line. Second attempt is good for Tyler, and the Badgers 9 of 10 at the free throw line. 37-23, Wisconsin, 1:50 left in the first half. Gabe Cups against Hepburn. Chucky almost knocked it loose, and that's it over and back. Hepburn was really bothering the freshman, and as he cleared the midstripe, it got tapped back. And that's all Chucky Hepburn right there.
And that's something that's not going to be talked about in the box score. It'll be just go up as one turnover. But that's the tone as far as what Chucky brings to this team on that defensive end.
And Hepburn brings it now to the offensive end against Cups. High screen Crowell. Chucky goes into Crowell at the left elbow. Hands it back to Hepburn, left of the lane. Runs it back out to Klesman, top of the circle. Feeds Crowell off the right elbow. Crowell on the dribble, back to the basket, backing in the lane, turns and threw it away in a break for Wisconsin. It went off of Peyton Sparks and out of bounds with 9 to shoot.
And you said 9 on the clock. Still more than enough time to run your normal and line out of bounds. You don't have to force anything.
1:24 left in the half. 14-point lead, Wisconsin. Inbounds pass Crowell. Out to Hepburn. Steps back. Open three. Right side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound loose. Galloway comes up with it. Galloway pushes it to the front court of the left side. He goes cross court for Gabe Cups. He'll snap off a three on the right side. Bangs off all over the rim and through for Cups, who has 7 in the first half. 37-26, Wisconsin. 1 minute left till halftime. Wall hands off to Klesman. Feeds Crowell top of the circle. Crow with one dribble, hands off to Blackwell high on the left, sends to Wall. He'll give off to Klesman. Max right of the circle, pops it to Hepburn, rotates to Blackwell near the left corner. Now Blackwell off the left wing in the lane. Offensive foul on Blackwell as Xavier Johnson got position. That's two on Blackwell. So Greg Gard will get Connor Asijan back on the floor. So Blackwell will sit with two. A.J. Storr on the bench with two. And Mike Woodson will take the use-it-or-lose-it timeout with 45.9 seconds left in the half, 37-26. Wisconsin leading Indiana. They show the replay up on the board. That's the reaction here.
Yeah, and again, it's a 50-50 one there. I actually think Xavier Johnson got there. Even though the fans don't like it, I think he was there quick enough to get the charge.
Certainly something to watch in the early minutes of the second half now, as we always say, with guys with two fouls, A.J. Storr and now John Blackwell. Xavier Johnson has two, likewise Trey Galloway for Indiana.
The difference is Wisconsin has the depth to handle foul trouble. Indiana has no depth foul trouble.
Wisconsin,
especially with wear out.
I mentioned Wisconsin had those three early turnovers. It took a while to get that fourth.
It sure did. Those three were horrendous.
Yeah, they were bad.
I don't know how.
They were bad.
I try to be nice, but those three were horrendous. Especially coming off with the 13 that you had against Penn State.
Yeah. And the 13 that they had against Northwestern.
Yes.
So they've been a little above the norm there. Is Xavier Johnson in the backcourt against Chucky Hepburn. Johnson gets it across the midstripe. Starts the offense. Out high, a screen from Renew. A pass out to Galloway. Long three on the left side. Off the back rim, no good. Wall the rebound. 27 seconds left in the half. Should be, they could take this all the way down here, basically, as Hepburn walks it to the front court. And less than a second difference. Game to shot. Hepburn pounds a dribble right of the center circle. Down to 10 seconds left in the half. Chucky out front, high screen Crow, whistle, and they got a foul on Xavier Johnson.
And his third. And he's guarding Connor Asijan, and Connor's action was to screen for Crawl to bring Crawl to the ball screen. And then Connor was just exiting out. I confused a lot tonight because I don't know why you'd be that aggressive there. Knowing that they're trying to get to the ball screen and Connor's more of a decoy, just trying to clear out and create space in the corner.
And the Badgers now are in the double bonus. First free throw for Asijan is good.
Hey, and Badger fans, you're taking it. I'm just as a basketball guy here just a little confused as far as why you would have that foul with 7 seconds if you're Indiana.
Three fouls on Xavier Johnson as he sits down. Gun in there. Second free throw for Asijan is good. And now Greg Gard will take the use it or lose it to get the defense set. 7.1 seconds left in the first half. 39-26. Wisconsin leading Indiana.
And Kamari McGee comes in the ball game as well. So you use that timeout to, number one, get your defense set. Number two, now you get a little more of a defensive-minded player, Kamari McGee, in the game as well.
Kamari played very little in the Northwestern game. He was sick and still wasn't real good on Tuesday. Still battling. It's been much better here in the last couple of days. And as a result, getting a little more time out of the floor, too.
And that substitution does not surprise me for Connor Asijan.
No, absolutely not.
So you go a little offense. Connor is able to knock a couple free throws down. Now you bring Kamari McGee in to guard on the defensive end.
Malik Renew will inbound to Gabe Cupps against McGee. A screen from Sparks. Cupps with four. Cupps with three. Front court. Right side on the wing. And they're going to run out of time. The shot is good, but too late from C.J. Gunn. So the Badgers D him up enough. They can't go straight line. And Wisconsin goes into the locker room with a 13-point lead.
Really good first half here by Wisconsin.
All right, we're at the break here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 39, Indiana 26. We'll be back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday Night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We all make resolutions this time of year, and let's face it, most of them won't stick. But here's one that's not only easy to keep, but it'll help you feel healthier all year long. Navage. Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief by washing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. This time of year, when everyone is sick, Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, if they're effective at all, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat, without drugs. This New Year's, resolve to use drug-free Navage to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Just didn't get the rhythm. John Blackwell comes in, knocks down a couple shots. The first back is bucket, excuse me, is just a backdoor cut for a layup. And you can see everyone just breathe a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then they were off and running since.
All right, Badgers lead by 13 at the break. A.J. Storr with 8 points leading the way. Coming up, a halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Okay, confession time. I just shopped Kohl's clearance and I might have gone a little overboard. But who can blame me with all the major markdowns going on? I saved 70% on so many great finds, like cozy fleece sweats, comfy PJs, a cute sweater, stylish jeans, and I could keep going. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on Kohl's clearance major markdowns. And if you see me there again, no you didn't. Select styles, up to 70% clearance offer ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We'll be right back.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
At the half, Wisconsin 39, Indiana 26. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Butcher, let's go back to your keys to the game. Defense, especially transition D for Wisconsin. Again, it was choppy early, but so far, check.
Check, absolutely. No question about it. Absolutely. They get fast break points, zero for Indiana.
Talk about the work down to the post. Pain points are close. Actually, Indiana with a slight edge, 16-14. But that's what Indiana does.
But right? Exactly. That's what they do. They score 37 points in the paint. And you look at that, only 16. And really, a lot of it came from New early on. And then the second half, the second part of the first half, did a better job of controlling him.
And then the depth, the bench, 15-2 in favor. You could probably peeled some other layers off of that too, but 15-2 and
just a huge part of this game. I thought that second wave came in and started with John Blackwell giving you 7 points early on, but then it's been the others, and they've continued to bring in energy, and it's really been whoever they've put in.
Yeah,
Connor Siege, and you look at Carter Gilmore's done great stuff. Nolan Winter, I thought, gave you good minutes. So it's been everyone's been involved.
All right, Badgers lead Indiana at the break, 39-26. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. It's Badger basketball from Learfield.
Elevate your ride with Wix filters for peak performance from your vehicle's engine. And you can find Wix filters at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a weekend warrior, all the parts and accessories you'll ever need, including Wix filters, can be found at bumper-to-bumper. Or shop with ease online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Drive with confidence and choose Wix filters at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At the half, Wisconsin 39, Indiana 26. And, you know, Butch, is one of those games. Wisconsin, you know, clearly is the better team. But as we've seen in, you know, this league and in college basketball, that can get you so far. But now you've got a chance to maybe get a put-away punch here. I'll be curious to see how these guys come out to start the second half.
You said it. It's to start the second half, but it's the put-away. It's to make a statement. You lose one at Penn State, you get a chance to come back and say, nope, we are one of the best teams in the Big Ten, and we're going to show it to you. And that will be seen throughout the whole league. And I think that's what you have right now in front of you. Come in, make a statement. Take care of business.
All right, Badgers lead at the half over Indiana, 39-26. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow.
That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Yeah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 26th through the 28th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Halftime in Madison, Wisconsin 39, Indiana 26. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Indiana just 10 of 25 from the field, 1 of 5 from the arc, 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Wisconsin shooting 52% from the floor, 12 of 23, 4 of 11 from deep, and 11 of 12 at the free throw line. Badgers a plus 2 on the glass. Second chance points, 7-6 Wisconsin. Paint points, 16-14 Indiana. Bench points 15-2 in favor of the Badgers. AJ Storr leads the way with 8. John Blackwell has 7. Malik Renu with 8 points and 6 rebounds for Indiana. Gabe Cups has chipped in with 7. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. 39-26. Wisconsin leads Indiana. Stay with us. The second half is coming up. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Second half, 39-26, Wisconsin. If you're just checking us out, Indiana without the services of 7-foot sophomore Khalil Ware with a boot on the right foot. I think I said earlier the left foot. It's the other left foot, known to most as the right foot. Not available tonight. I'm sure Mike Woodson would love to get Calvert Chaney suited up. He is the the program's director of player of development. He's also Indiana's all-time leader in points with more than 2,600. Again, I know I'm old, but it's hard to believe that his last game in an Indiana uniform was 1993. I mean, you're too young to remember him, for crying out loud.
There's a reason I'm not saying anything. I'm a history guy. Like I know he was good.
He was ridiculously, and he played in an era when Indiana did not lose to Wisconsin.
Well, I thought you were going to say when they didn't have a three-point line.
No, they had that. They had color television too. Like, hang around, I'll teach you something.
No, I do know. He was really, like you said, really, really, really good.
Yeah, big. He's one of the all-time, if you put it up, all opponents team against Wisconsin, he would be one of them. By the way, you might have heard a reaction because the one and only Big Cat is here tonight. That makes us big. Dan Katz, Big Cat.
Yeah, like how Big Cat was. Yeah, for sure. I like how he was sitting in the box. I mean, come sit with the common people.
Well,
Big
you know,
Cat.
The last
come
time.
Come on, don't be too bougie, Big Cat. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Last time he was here, it was kind of a big game. He was right in the midst of it, the student section.
But now this
older,
isn't.
I mean, well, he's this older and wiser.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I saw him sitting up there in the box with a nice little beverage next to him.
Hey, we saw him up in the press box.
I want some sweat equity from him. Get down here with the people.
Second half underway. We saw him in the press box in the football season against Ohio State, you know, just kind of living large. I'm sure the limo will get him home safely.
I'm sure it will.
Chucky Hepburn, top of the key, inside feet. Crowell catches low on the right. He'll finish. And that's how the second half begins for the Badgers. 41-26, Wisconsin opening minute of the second half. Indiana moving to our left. Trey Galloway off the Peyton Sparks screen, top of the circle, takes a right lane line, throws it out to Cups, into Malik Renew, low on the left, slam dunk Malik Renew, who now has 10.
It was just a simple rip, go with that left hand. Again, he's left-handed, make him go a different way.
Lead back to 13 for Wisconsin. Wall throwing to A.J. Storr, flips it to Crowell. Scoops it to Hepburn, high on the right. Hepburn surveys, leaves it for Klesman. Left-hand toss, Wall, rotates Storr, left wing. Loops around a Wall screen, bounces now to Tyler. Left of the lane, 10 to shoot. Wall starts to back, retreats, sends it back to Klesman. Max, pull up, pop, mid-post left, no good. Gabe Cups the rebound for Indiana. He'll whip it front court, and Bacco tries a three, left side, and he buries it. Indiana's within 10, 41-31.
My dad always told me, never play with my food. It's exactly kind of what I feel like Wisconsin's doing right now. They're letting Indiana get what they want. It was a post touch, then it was a three.
Here's Crowell, a bump, they play through it. Renew went down, and Crowell takes advantage. Left shoulder turn, a right-hand flip. 43-31, Wisconsin. Minute and a half gone by, second half. New to the front court, hands off to McKenzie and Bacco off the right wing in the lane. Flipped it up left hand, missed, but a foul. And then Bacco will go to the free throw line as they will get Tyler Wall for his second.
And why am I being critical? They're up by 12, but you saw against Penn State, if you weren't locked in on every possession, right? Like, so you come out of halftime, you let Renew go to the left hand, you give up a transition three. Two things you know you can't do. Now, all of a sudden, you give up a drive that allows Mbako to get to the free throw line. Like, things, those are breakdowns you can't have.
Yep, and Mbako hits the first free throw, the 6'8 freshman with the second on the way, and that's good. 43-33, Wisconsin, a minute 45 into the second half. Burn up the floor for Wisconsin, throwing to Crowell left of the circle. Crowell goes to Wall against Sparks. Wall in the lane, up left hand, around and out, no good, and Bacco the rebound. And up the floor comes in, Bacco feeds Cups on the left side. Cups, mid post left. Gives it back out to Trey Galloway. Sparks playing without a left shoe right now. With the ball is Malik Renew, doubled at the right block, and again gets to the left hand, but missed it inside. Crowell clears. Here comes Hepburn up the floor, and now play stops as this will allow Sparks to get that blown tire taken care of.
I've never understood how you can lose a shoe.
You never lost one during the course of a game?
No.
No one stepped on the back of the shoe?
No, I never was quick enough. But like, I always tied my shoe tight enough. Like, I've never understood how a basketball player loses a shoe.
You sure it's not more A than B there?
Probably, sure.
Okay,
for
I
sure.
Got you.
I mean,
right.
It probably for sure is.
Here's A.J. Storr, right lane line stops, goes up, knocked away by Mbako, and out of bounds to Wisconsin.
But don't you tie your shoes tight?
Try to.
Well, I mean,
all
right?
The time, you know. For those grueling treadmill workouts, you know.
Oh, I've seen you at those interval workouts.
Oh, now. I know.
I give you a whole bunch of credit.
Pretty intimidating, isn't it?
I just like to walk.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Here's a Klesman on the right side. Throws it to Hepburn, right corner. Chucky against Gabe Cubs. Back and feeds Max for three. Right corner. Book it. Klesman is second three of the game. 46-33, Wisconsin. 17-18 remaining. Galloway off the wing. Ball knocked loose. Storr trying to dig it out of there. Renew as well. A.J. comes up with it for Wisconsin. Turnover Indiana. Hepburn a lead feed for Klesman on the left side. Max will slow it down and now dribbles to the foul line. Leads it for Wall. Throws to Storr. High on the right. A.J. sends it off to Hepburn. Pass fake left. Chucky now throws left side for Klesman. Loops it into Crowell. Left of the lane. Crowell against Peyton Sparks. Back out to Max. Another three on the way. Got it. Uh-oh. He's getting hot again.
He's getting hot, but he's giving great space for this offense.
49-33, Wisconsin. 16:38 remaining, and a whistle and a timeout here taken by Mike Woodson, who is not pleased, and they are giving it to the senior, Trey Galloway, right now. This will be a full timeout. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsc.com to learn more. 16:37 remaining, Wisconsin 49, Indiana 33. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says, I need to go to the bathroom. And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Amber Nards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Mike Woodson trying to restore some order as the Badgers now lead by 16, 49-33 with 16:37 left in the game. One of those attitude adjustment timeouts, I think, from the Indiana head coach. Kenzie Mbako, sideline left, will inbound to Trey Galloway as we resume play. Klesman defending. Galloway off a high screen from Renew. A throw to Mbako for three, left of the circle. Off the rim, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. Hepburn brings it up for the Badgers. Leaves it for Max Klesman. A throw to Storr between the circles. Gets it to Crowell, left of the wheel. Fakes the handle off to Storr. Instead gives it to Chucky. Hepburn with a jab step. Puts it on the deck. To the right elbow, shuffles right foul line extended, now works his way into the lane. Shot clock at 7, Storr, deep three, left of the circle, front rim no, rebound tipped, Crowell, Wall trying to save, cannot, it'll go out of bounds to Indiana. And grueling sequence of basketball will take another timeout. Breaking the action. Badger fans, tonight's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub Latamata Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 15:58 remaining in Madison. Wisconsin 49, Indiana 33. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Valentine's.